Tom, I drink extra juice. This is a bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than in our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark for Pennies, and the arrival of hot and fashionate Pennies has us dying for the seasons to change.
Whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store. Have you seen the Christmas pajamas?
I've seen the red tartan ones. Yeah. I sent them the group chat for Hannah.
I need.
So cute.
Like, adorable. And I'm dying to get. I actually haven't got any Christmas bed clothes yet.
I've never got them before, just fleece ones.
Oh no, I get like
tartan.
Oh yeah, proper Christmas bed clothes.
Oh, I want that this year.
I need them. And do a little bit of decorating in the bedroom.
Yeah. I'm going to get a little tree again.
Are you?
Yeah. And decorate my house more.
Are you?
I'd love to get like festive plates and all.
Oh!
For like to make cookies.
Oh, do it! They definitely have them, honey.
Gingerbread man.
Definitely.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses, the perfect fit in jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
Rant of the week.
I feel like we're both in the mood to just rant.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm on day one of my period, which is...
She's ready.
You know when like things aren't relatable though unless you're on that one first day of your periods?
Yeah.
Like my first thing that annoyed me today is someone was doing their mowing their lawn. I get to just hear it. And it's pissing rain now.
It's and rain, I'm on my period. It's November.
Like, how rude of you to do
that. Yeah, the necky look.
Do you know when every noise is just annoying it? Mm-hmm. And then I was playing a song on my phone and it went, the next song was a Christmas song.
And that pissed
and
off.
I was like, oh, I was like, no. Why is it Christmas last night? It was like last Christmas. I was like, please stop. And then my back sore from my period as well. And everything's just sad.
Everything's just annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's allowed though.
Piss me off. Like for no, do you ever just like...
Just annoyed at everything for no reason.
Yeah. But and you're just in pain and feel bloated and heavy and like ass.
You just want... like you just wanted to be in bed all
day. I wanted to make a big bowl of butter and cheese pasta and so I did...
Nice.
It was delicious.
I was never a butter pasta kind of girl. My sister was.
I never used to have it, but I see it on TikTok. And also what annoyed me today, made the pasta. Delicious. Like, can't wait. Open the fridge, cheese is gone.
Aww.
And I didn't throw it away. Dano did.
He just threw it away.
He said it was gone off, it wasn't. You don't read the sell by date on cheese. It's fine.
You don't.
Cheese is basically gone off anyway.
Are you sure?
If it has furries on it, like then I wouldn't be eating it. But like if it's a couple days out.
Really? I don't eat cheese. I don't know.
Cheese is fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Anything really that like isn't me, I feel, is okay.
You can just
quote me on the doctor.
Yeah, you can just go past the sell by date. Did you ever see that fella on TikTok who eats cookies from like the 1950s in these tins and he opens them and all?
Is he very sick?
I don't know. Or there's a woman that comes up for me and she's like, let's make lunch with what's in my pantry.
And like ancient.
Oh, it could be stuff from last year. Like,
oh, no. No. But I think yogurt a couple of days, if there's no stuff on it.
No.
Really?
Yeah, traumatised. I've gone off yogurt before.
No, but it's not got like one day over the sell by day.
No, I'm very bad.
Would you not have it?
If I'm on the day of the sell by day, I'll give it an L sniff test and I'll be all right. Yeah. Like, that's okay. My sister saw that. Absolutely not. Queven might be the day before and she'd be like, nope, won't
really?
Touch it. Yeah.
I'm like that with meat.
I'd be weird with ham as well. You always have to do the smell test on ham.
Any meat or bacon or chicken.
No.
If the chicken is even a bit discoloured, gone.
I don't even like open packets in my fridge.
Yeah, same. It's never fresh.
No, it's never.
And bread, when it's green, you can't die either. Green bagels and Donald's house.
No, they were another level.
It was fully green.
That thing was crawling. Like,
also, speaking of crawling, the bra video that we done of the clip of the washing your bras.
Oh, yeah.
People were giving, well, I didn't
really get loads of hate.
A little bit. Like,
did we?
We were like, oh my God, obviously after every wash.
Fuck off. Grow up. No, you don't.
Not in a hateful way.
Big fat liars.
But like, what?
No.
I feel real dirty now.
I don't care. I'm not doing it.
How many bras do people own? I wouldn't have them.
I own three.
I don't do washes that often. Like, I wouldn't do a wash every day.
Since I got my boobs done, I have three.
What a waste of a washing machine. Three bras.
Black, a white, a nude. I got other ones, like just little normally ones, but I don't really like them. So I have three like staple ones.
I have three staple too.
Yeah.
Maybe four. And then I have like nice sets, but I wouldn't wear them day to day.
Yeah, no.
Like in laundry.
Lads, I could genuinely count how many times I wash it. I'm sorry, and I don't care.
They don't stink. Like, how do people's bras be stinking it? They don't sit under your armpits as well.
Maybe like if you had boob sweat underneath or
does
something.
Boob sweat smell though?
Presume so, because it's wet and in the crease of like a...
Yeah, I never really thought about that.
You know?
Does one of your armpits smell more than the other?
I don't know. Did you know that?
Yeah, one of mine will, like, obviously after exercise or whatever, smell and the other one will smell like roses.
When you go to smell your armpits, what one do you smell first? Sit here now and go to smell your armpits, and what way would you go first?
I don't know. Probably right, left.
Would you? I go left, right. Right. I go left, right.
Really?
You're at home, listen to this now. Let us know what way you go.
It probably depends. Because I'd be like, I know the right one's going to be smellier. So do I want to smell that one first? Or the nice one first?
And the good news versus the bad news first.
How bad?
Yeah.
No, but I'm not really a smelly girl at all. I'm not a sweaty person either. I didn't sweat till I was like 16.
Did you not?
Yeah.
I like...
My armpits used to be bone dry.
I wouldn't get like sweat patches around, but like I can smell. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be honking.
Only one of my armpits.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's fun though.
It's like the other one hasn't got puberty yet or something.
Yeah. Hasn't grown up yet.
All my hair, my body after that one laser session.
Sure. I'm clean as a whistle.
I haven't... Look, how long has it been? 2 weeks?
I am...
Got my arms.
Feel them. She's currently feeling my leg. I've shaved. I think I shaved a week of the live show. Like, there's nothing. Yeah.
And I'm a hairy Mary on my arms. Like, they're
now,
not
I don't
black,
know if it's because we had the old sessions within us. Do you know what I mean? And
that's
the
what
one
I'm
is
thinking,
bringing it back.
Yeah
I think that
maybe,
is it.
But great. All the better.
Well, absolutely. I'm going again
Did
on Thursday.
You get your
Thursday.
Painting done?
Yeah.
I need to get I was too scared.
I bit the bullet. I didn't get my whole leg this time.
No, I got my whole leg. So scary to get the bikini.
Just have to...
It's not even that bad as the thought of it.
I just am always afraid of twitching too much and kicking poor Sean in the face.
Yeah.
Or like...
Yeah, and you have to... You can't keep your legs together. You have to be like a frog.
Open.
It's really a humbling time sitting on the any kind of beautician bench.
I feel like it's humbling being a woman.
Yeah.
Like it, for stuff like that.
Do you ever remember getting your first wax and you told to spread your bum cheeks?
I think she had me in like on all fours. Like
no,
around.
I was,
did you? I got waxed once. I said
your
never again.
Actually fine.
I'm real dizzy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh no. Now I feel dizzy because you.
Jared's like, I want to be involved.
No,
I feel dizzy.
Same.
I feel dizzy.
No,
because
I hate if I know someone's going to get sick or something, I don't like.
No. The room just spins for a minute. Sorry. It's grand.
Do you want some water?
Nah, it should be grand. Don't drink water. No, it's okay.
Oh, I think I have like PTSD because when I went to summer camp when I was younger, our teacher felt real sick and then he had a seizure.
Oh, fuck.
And it was, I don't know what to do. I was like 7.
What you meant to do in that situation?
I was
yeah.
like a ghost and just ran to the next room and got the teacher.
Well, at least you did that and just didn't freeze. And.
But now every time like someone says that, I just think they're going to have a fit. Like,
no, I'm okay. Thank God. My head's just a bit wobbly.
No seizures, no fainting. No puke.
No.
That's sorry. I've had about 10 rants.
That's fine. It's absolutely allowed. I don't think I have anything major to rant about this week. Or anything, what's pissed me off? No, I'm very unbothered lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. So much.
No, like,
today.
I'm too relaxed. I could be horizontal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I could, in the nicest and best way possible, I couldn't give a flying fuck.
That's good.
Yeah.
I wish to be that level.
I'm just, yeah.
Not today.
Nothing really has been aggravating me lately, has it?
That's good, though. You don't want to be a big... Moany fart, like.
Oh no, I usually am a moany bitch, like. So
no,
maybe it's
like,
just the week that's in. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you might be ovulating.
Christmas.
I know you're
coming.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
So I'm just thinking.
Is that Christmas song?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're singing it right.
Yeah.
Nothing major.
No.
Sorry, guys. Not in a moany mood.
We have a listener rant.
Okay.
So the listener's rant of the week is my rant of the week is what happened to Dublin City. Why are people so angry all the time?
Oh.
I'm born and bred in Dublin and I get the train in and out of the city every day, 5 days a week for the last 3 years. Just this year alone, I've noticed people being way more rude and angry on public transport. What happened to our friendly, happy community where everyone was up for a smile or a chat? This week I had an incident getting off the Lewis where neither of us in the situation were right. I walked across the Lewis tracks when a man on an electric bike nearly took me out on it. About that awkward moment of stopping and not knowing whether to go or not, I said, oh fuck, sorry, because I know I was in the wrong too. The man on the bike decided to abuse me and say, watch where you're going, you cunt.
Jesus.
C-U-N-T. Being a 5'2" young girl, I was in shock that a Dublin man would speak to me in that way. I decided to shout back at him and say, well, good fucking morning to you too. Dead
good on you, girl.
Which only made him madder as he flew up the road calling me every name under the sun. Looking back, this incident was really minor. I didn't need to end in abuse. It shook me that morning as I was shaking, walking to the office, nearly in tears. I'm a positive, happy person, so I didn't let it ruin my day. But you really don't know what anyone else is going through in life. What if that morning I had been going through something? Being mindful and passing a smile goes such a long way. Sorry for the long rant, but I just think people need to cop on and be more positive.
Aww.
That's so true.
A little smile really does go a long way.
It just does.
And I feel like, I'm sure they obviously do it in so many other countries around the world, but I feel like Ireland is like really just known for that.
Yeah.
You might not know someone from Adam, but you're always like
just a little
acknowledgement.
That like, face. Like,
yeah. One of them, like a little smile and a nod kind of thing.
I feel like as well when people get frights, they can get very angry.
Yeah. Do you ever? That girl, I'd cry.
Yes,
I am. I can already tell. I know.
From the fright and the abuse.
Yes.
Like both.
I'd be crying.
Yes.
I know I would.
Yeah. And also, do you ever like, something happens at the car or something and you just like, you're only shouting yourself because they're all gone by you, but like, yeah, angry.
It happened to me.
Because you get right.
Yeah, it happened to me in town. Driving out of town last Christmas, I was in the car with Caoimhe. I don't know, I can't remember if I said this or not before. And I was coming down by Christchurch. Down this hill and it's a pain in the hole.
I know.
Where I'm on
about? Yeah. What the key, for the keys.
Yeah. Pain in the hole for traffic. It's so fucking bad. And my thing is, I'm always afraid of getting stuck in a yellow box. Also, that's my rant of the week, actually. People don't know how to use a yellow box. Sure. It's there for a reason. There's one outside my house. And like whenever someone is in it, I always just inch up as close as I can to them. I'm just like,
I don't purposely what you know? In them, but I just find myself.
No, my fear is being stuck in them. Because then if someone's like trying to cross or whatever, but a woman, I got across as much as I could. I wasn't in a yellow box. But I'd say a hand's length, like whatever that is, however big that is. This much of my car. 15 centimetres of the bum of my car was in the pedestrian crossing.
Okay. So a tiny bit, like.
Tiny bit.
Yeah.
She banged on the back of my car. She banged on my window on the back of my car. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And I rolled down my window and she was like, you're in the middle of the road. I said, you can clearly see I'm not in the fucking middle of the road. Like, you can walk.
I remember you telling me that now.
Yeah, I was like, you can literally walk around me. And then we just got into this screaming match. And then the only thing I could think of to say was, well, happy fucking Christmas to you too.
I was like, this girl's sitting there.
And Queen was still saying this. I was like, why was that the only thing you could think to say? I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, I just wanted to rub it in that it was Christmas. She was being a bitch.
And she's being a grinch.
Yeah, fuck's sake.
I think this time of year brings out the worst and the best in people.
Oh, 100%.
Especially if someone's like, I don't know, as it's a hard time of year for them or something, I feel like that's the people who would come in are rude to people in the shop.
Yes.
That doesn't make an excuse for anyone, but it's like, this time of year just triggers stuff in people.
Christmas time in general, it can be so wholesome, so happy, but it's also some people's most lonely time of the year, or like saddest or...
Yeah, but that's why you have to be nice to everyone, because if the person's coming in being rude because they're sad, then the person that they're being rude to could also be having a sad time. So you have to be nice to everyone.
Oh, I'm very sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, me too. Bastard.
Feck him. I hope he went on to put gone off milk in his coffee that morning.
I hope someone pissed in his coffee. Or maybe they already did. If you agree with either of our rants, you can let us know and email homeidrink@goloudnow.com. If you want to send one in yourself as well, you can. Or you can follow us on Instagram at homeidrinkpod. If I was you, we'd get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give maybes or ifs or buts. We have to tell you exactly what we do if we had your dilemma. They're all sent into our email address again, which is homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is If I Was You.
My long-term boyfriend and I are living together, have a dog, and I was happy. Although suspicion struck one day around 6 months ago when he was in the shower and I found his phone in under the socks in the drawer. I thought that was weird. He must have been hiding something. I got the urge to look at his phone and I was not prepared for what I was about to find. Notifications from OnlyFans, secret benefits website and a swingers website. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I was horrified. I cried, confronted him and he cried. He said he took our relationship for granted at the time, but can't bear the thought of losing me. I've been trying to stay to make it work as I love him. He's deleted the accounts I've checked and says I can look at his phone whenever, which he has let me. I would never cheat. It goes against all my beliefs and I'm just at a loss of what to do. He admitted to cheating a few times, but I'll never know the full extent of it. Please, girls, any advice would be helpful. I'm just at a loss and I fear I won't meet anyone again.
No. Absolutely
in the bin.
See
ya.
That's like, no.
He's showing you what he's capable of doing.
On three different websites, let alone him also admitting to cheating on you twice. A few times.
A few times could be 10, could be 100. You don't know and you'll never know the full extent of it. That's the reality of it.
No.
You're never going to know the full extent. And it's only that it's after coming out now and he's caught. Like, imagine you didn't find the phone. It just all would have continued. Do you know what I mean? For how long? And the longer it all goes on, it's obviously hurtful at any stage in a relationship, yeah. but the longer it goes on, like...
And if he's done it once, he can do it again. And also, don't... I feel like she's only staying with him because she's afraid she won't meet someone again. Don't stay in something that isn't right for you just because you're afraid that you won't meet someone. Because you will, you first will. Of all. And second of all, I'd rather be forever alone than with someone like that.
True.
That you'd be worried about all the time and on these websites. Yeah. And that's disrespecting you. Like, think of it. It's like every time you sign up for one of them websites, every time he was, I don't know, doing whatever he does on the websites, he's choosing to disrespect you and not choosing you.
Yeah, it's a choice. It's not an accident.
Choice. Yeah, like 100%, especially cheating a few times. Like,
what secret benefits website?
And you looking at his phone whenever, I feel like that's not, like, doesn't equal to, okay, no, that makes everything okay.
Yeah.
Because people still have their ways. Mm. I've seen on TikTok, actually, you can hide WhatsApp chats now. So you can't even, if you're on someone's WhatsApp, there's no even option to be like lock chats. There is that, but it's a separate thing. These chats only come up when you type in a certain word to your, as if you're making a text. Oh. Yeah, or as if you're looking for someone.
Why are they making it easier to be shady?
Yeah.
Go ahead, like.
I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
No, I think, yeah, like Shara said, your fear is that you won't find someone else again.
Take the dog and run.
Take the dog and run, exactly. You will. And I know it's so easy to hear everybody saying to you, like, oh, you will meet someone again. You will. Like,
yeah.
And imagine being with somebody who you don't have to worry about all this. You're always going to carry this bit of worry in you. It's always going to be ingrained into your head. Oh, so do you want to be with somebody who you always have this little inkling of, oh God, what is he doing?
Yeah.
No.
And you're never going to feel like you're good enough for them. Yeah. When you are, they're not good enough for you. That everything he's done is only a reflection on him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he feels the need to be on all these websites cheating on you, like, what values has he got in the relationship? None. So you need to value yourself over him. Take the dog
and leg it.
And you can, even you and the dog will live happily ever after. I can't speak. Happily ever after.
Yeah. Definitely, girl.
You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into howmydrink@goloudnow.com. We have new episodes of How My Drink Extremes every Monday, and our main episodes are out on Wednesday. Thanks so much to Primark or Pennies for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out the collection of autumn essentials and your winter glam bits available in your nearest Pennies and Primark store now.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. And we will talk to you very soon, birds. Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.